This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The New Hampshire Liquor Commission is denying allegations made by Executive Counselor Andrew Valinsky over its handling of possible bootlegging and money laundering. The commission recently filed a 109-page document with the Attorney General's office. It lays out the agency's response to concerns raised publicly by Valinsky earlier this year. NHPR's Todd Bookman has been covering this story, and he joins me now to discuss what's in this new filing. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Peter.
So, Todd, first, remind us of the allegations being made by Counselor Valinsky.
Well, Valinsky is contending that the Liquor Commission has policies in place that are designed to avoid having to file certain financial reporting documents, specifically surrounding large cash transactions. So the IRS requires most businesses to file a form whenever they receive more than $10,000 in cash in a transaction. The form was implemented post 9/11 to better track money laundering. Valinsky says that out-of-state bootleggers are routinely coming to New Hampshire liquor stores and dividing their purchases up into smaller transactions to avoid this reporting requirement, and that the state is turning a blind eye here to its responsibilities, and he's calling for an investigation by the Attorney General's office.
And the Liquor Commission has denied these allegations from the start?
Exactly. They have repeatedly issued statements pointing out that there is nothing illegal about selling booze to people from out of state, and that they have had their policies reviewed by lawyers and that it's all above board. But until this new memo, they've not responded directly or at least in real detail to many of Valinsky's more explosive claims.
So what does this new response say?
So this is a fairly lengthy memo written by lawyers within the New Hampshire Liquor Commission. It was sent to the Attorney General earlier this month and obtained by NHPR through a right-to-know request. The document is basically a point-by-point rebuttal of Valinsky's allegations. The commission highlights how seriously it takes these large transactions and includes several examples of employees who have been either fired or disciplined in recent years for failing to complete this IRS form when they were required to do so. The commission details the training its employees receive on this topic, including mock sales using Monopoly board game money. And they contend that Valinsky fails to provide proof, really, for any of his allegations.
Well, what about the stocking of certain products favored by the alleged bootleggers? You earlier reported on Hennessy Cognac being stocked in huge numbers.
Right. It's not uncommon for there to be thousands of bottles of Hennessy at the store in Keene. Meanwhile, there may be just a handful of bottles in other retail liquor store locations farther inland from the border. The commission says, look, it is our job to maximize profits. That is actually basically written into the mandate of the commission. Hennessy right now is popular nationwide, and because of limited grape growing capabilities in France, there have actually been regional shortages of it. The commission says it's simply taking steps to ensure that it can meet its customers' demands and keep making money for the state. It's worth noting that Hennessy was the number one selling spirit in all of New Hampshire last year.
And what about the Internal Revenue Service? Where does that agency's involvement in this dispute stand?
The IRS has had its eye on this issue about large cash purchases since at least 2009. It raised concerns then, and then again in 2012, it actively investigated whether the state was complying with its reporting requirements. The Liquor Commission makes no real mention of the IRS's inquiries. In late March, agents from the IRS did make visits to both retail stores and to the commission's headquarters. It was apparently seeking information about any contacts between the Liquor Commission and two New York men, one of whom is facing felony bootlegging charges in New York. But the IRS has reportedly dialed back its investigation into that issue at this time. The state attorney general is still looking into all of these concerns and says it will file a response to Valinsky's allegations as soon as possible. So the ball is very much in their court right now.
All right. NHPR's Todd Bookman, thank you very much for the update.
Thank you, Peter.
And you can read more about this topic at nhpr.org.